Greetings, everyone. It's getting totally crazy out there. It looks like the inauguration went off without a major hitch. I'm going to skip a lot of the stuff. I'm just going to get right into the news because there's so much to deal with. But there was a loud boom while Trump was signing executive orders, yet the origin's a mystery. So if anybody finds out, let us know what that was. And now the theme is, you know, promises made, promises kept. And the executive orders are flying out the Oval Office like a copier on steroids, you know. So anyway, the despicable Democrats that had performed acts of sedition and treason are self-deporting or being fitted for new orange suits at the YMCA, affectionately known as Gitmo. So now you know why Trump plays that song over and over. He's like warning them, you know, so... The fake news tried to do a story of Biden emptying Gitmo, you know, yet they're expanding it, spending millions with new, bigger courthouses and more housing. And so they're ready. Anyway, the Supreme Court also ruled that accepting a pardon is admitting guilt. So everyone that Biden pardoned is guilty. An exception needs to be made with the January 6th political prisoners and with all rights restored. So anyway, what's interesting is Trump said he would pardon the January 6ers as his platform for getting elected. So why the outrage and no outrage when Biden pardons his entire crime family? You know, January 6th committee with just, you know, they destroyed all the evidence, withholding any evidence that exonerated the demonstrators. So Biden also pardoned rapists and murderers. One killed two FBI agents. And there needs to be a new word like hypo-narcissists, a combination of hypocrites and narcissists for these Democrats. You know, any Democrat with integrity is pretty much jumped ship. So what is odd, it seems that Biden has forgotten to pardon himself. His handlers who have been having him sign pardons and other bills in his extreme handicapped capacity threw him under the bus. So maybe Jill wants to let go of any useless baggage after Joe has lost all credibility and power. Maybe he did pardon himself and forgot to mention it, or, you know, it might be right next to the baggie. Who knows? Maybe she's just tired of changing his diapers, you know. So anyway, now that all the pardon parties have lost their Fifth Amendment rights, they have to testify telling the truth or face severe consequences. Lying to Congress or officials is a crime after the fact. So it looks like checkmate to me. They've got him one way or the other. It also has been proven that Biden did not even know what he was signing most of the time. So let's investigate who was in charge of creating these documents he signed and in his not of sound mind delusional state. You know, the last thing to consider, if it isn't Biden, who, according to Siri, died in 2020, is buried in Arlington Memorial, as many conspiracy theorists claim. I'm not saying that's what happened. I'm just saying that's what Siri and a lot of people are saying. You know, it's either some actor with a mask or, you know, a clone or something else. So none of these pardons can be legit because it wasn't Biden. So anyway, military law is different than civilian law. So much for your stinking pardons, you know. But remember, this is all theater. Nothing is as it seems. There can be many twists and turns to these psyops. So it'll totally make your head spin trying to figure it all out. Now, here's a good one. Massive troop deployment and high-tech equipment, including convoys of tanks, are headed to the border, which is officially closed, and the roundup of criminal elements and those who harbor them has begun. So, now wait, don't sanctuary cities harbor and protect these criminal elements, you know? I think arrests of high officials in blue states are to come, basically. Let's play that tank deployment.
In the middle of the
All right. Speaking of telling the truth, Adam Schiff was censured with a massive fine of $16 million for constantly lying to Congress and the people. The majority of Democrats rose in outrage, expressing how dare they stop us from lying, deceiving, using any means necessary to retain power, yelling, shame, shame, shame. I think she get a dictionary and look up what shame means. They need to apply the one finger pointing forward, three pointing back on that one. Anyway, Russia, Russia, Russia was a hoax. Hillary paid for the Steele dossier, a fake document to discredit and defame Trump. The only collusion with Ukraine was with Biden. He and his son are heavily invested in Ukraine and China, including the weaponized biolabs in Ukraine the Russians gathered evidence on and presented to the UN. I mean, one of his major generals got taken out for doing that, basically. So Schiff was given a platform on the lamestream media to complain about the pardons given to January Sixers. Again, total hypocrisy. Unbelievable. These guys have no soul. Anyway, here's a good one. If the vaccines were safe and effective and Fauci did not do anything wrong, he didn't have anything to do with the gain of function creation and release of the coronavirus causing death of millions from Wuhan, where they were funding it, why did he get a pardon? He wouldn't need a pardon if he was innocent. So these people are serial liars and narcissists living in their own little demon world, completely out of touch with people. And here's some breaking news. Putin has demanded extradition of Fauci to Russia for crimes against humanity. I say give him to him, But anyway, one by one, all the lawfare and salacious accusations against Trump have been collapsed, And now it's time for the boomerang effect. Fannie, Jack, Letitia, along with a couple of judges, Democrats, and rhinos that went along with the lawfare are going to face harsh consequences as they should. Someone told me allegedly they're all a bunch of swingers. So anyway, you can read into that whatever you want. Here's some breaking news. According to GT, allegedly Trump's military alliance with all the other countries, it's a global alliance. Actually, it's an off-world alliance as well. It's a multidimensional alliance when you really get down to it. But they launched the final strike against the global elite. Bunkers destroyed, safe havens have been exposed, quantum operations are in full force. So the cabal's collapse has begun and the cleanup for the golden age, is on. So Trump has severed all ties and ordered a blackout with all communications with the WHO, CDC, FDA, HHS, NIH, and their depopulation programs. Boom, done. They can't even put anything on their website. They can't do anything. So anyway, good luck with their new pandemic and lockdowns. They can't use fear and the lamestream media to push these agendas and sell their deadly jabs. I'll get taken down for saying that. NATO and the UN are next, so it's obvious the reign of tyranny of the globalists is coming to a close. There needs to be a weeding out of all officials in the military involved in the chemtrails, the latest drone debacle. There's no excuse for spraying heavy metals, carcinogens, biologicals, nanotech, a toxic soup on the people. There's also no excuse for allowing experimental injections, falsely called vaccines, with their adverse effects, one being death, affecting millions, if not billions. It's been said the hunters would become the hunted, and there's a new saying now, the exterminators will become exterminated. And that seems to be where things are going. Okay, new footage of the LA fire shows clearly new weapons were used and high-tech drones flying back and forth across the city with blue flashes emitting from them, leveling homes. And unless you have a blue roof, of course. And the fires in many homes started from within. Smart meters are the suspected cause. So, this was all an orchestrated event to clear the way for smart cities, just as was the Paradise and Lahaina event. So let's go ahead and show that footage of the drones and also the smart city.
The whole entire hills were on fire.
Shit.
Wow.
God, what the fuck is happening? What is that?
Anyway, the executive orders on everything I and most Americans would do, common sense to protect Americans in the deep state tyranny and allow Americans to thrive is what's going down. I mean, that's why he got the mandate, you know, the landslide election. So my last show spelled out the things that need to happen to turn this country around, along with what is necessary for us to create an alliance with spiritually and technologically advanced off-worlders. Once the stranglehold of the global elite tyranny is released, a quantum leap in evolution will occur. The end of war, disease, poverty, everything the war and disease globalists capitalize and thrive on is being done away with. And this is going to greatly diminish the pain and suffering of humanity. This is a necessity again before the real golden age can occur. Bringing back honesty, integrity, morality to the government is exactly what is necessary for contact with spiritually and technologically advanced off-world civilizations, which are appearing in your skies globally. It's also a prerequisite in the UFO community, which is a total fail when it comes to disclosure and contact, censoring those who are authentic. There are some very morally and integrity challenged people, you know, with their controlled narrative and planned opposition running the show. You've got to start doing your research on this. We've had contact with negative ETs for thousands of years on this planet, and they've infiltrated positions of power globally. And maybe now it's time for contact with the positive. You know, what a novel idea. Let's make contact with the spiritually and technologically advanced off-worlders, our ancient ancestors, and the inner earth folks, and take a quantum leap in evolution. Gee, now who would be against that? Anyway, concerning the character assassinations on Trump's appointments and Trump himself, there's a saying, there are no perfect men, only perfect intentions. People change. Sometimes it's better to have a person who has made mistakes in the past gain the wisdom from the experience in your camp rather than some unseasoned with little or no experience. What better asset than to have someone that was once on the inside of the enemy knowing all their plans and procedures? You know, I always love the saying, I never made a mistake. I manifested a lot of things and gained a lot of wisdom. So it's time to release the past and move forward. Not like Kamala said. That was like, let's forget the past and all the grave deeds we've done. That's a whole nother program. So anyway, somebody asked me, how could I support Trump? He's a misogynist and there's nothing spiritual about him, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I get these all the time. And so the first thing I asked was, you know, I told her, which Trump, you know? And, you know, she goes, what do you mean? You know, I said, according to some sources, there's at least three of them. This is a huge plan going down. And no one is who you think they are. There's actors, masks, clones. This is all theater to achieve a higher goal, ending tyranny. You know, taking a bullet does, however, change one's perspective. So how many people can speak from firsthand experience concerning Trump? Their knowledge base is from what the lamestream media corporate own. We hate Trump media. 95 to 98% is extremely biased. So yet he hung in there despite the lawfare, the lies, deceptions, and character assassinations. So basically, he should get the highest medal of honor, not like the anti-American criminals and narcissists Biden picked. But anyway, someone should list all the good things he's done, write a book. You know, he's helped employees, some with addictions, to help clean them up. He gave them a free room in his hotel and free food until they cleaned up and got back to work. So put them in special programs to help clean up their addiction. So he's paid off mortgages of strangers. He's always giving to those less fortunate. So where are these stories in the mainstream media? You're not hearing any of these. Why? You know, it's corporately owned, you know. So anyway, it's a deep state on the mainstream media, period. So he doesn't brag about his good deeds like others for publicity to cover up a plethora of misdeeds, or plethora, I should say. Anyway, anything negative said about Trump was socially engineered, parroted by ignorant, morally integrity challenged people. And so, I mean, that was the whole goal. Melania is also going to shock a lot of people. She's brilliant. She's stunning. When her spirit shines, it'll be embarrassing for a lot of people. And then there's Barron, not going to spill the beans on him, but he's a very advanced soul. The whole family have gifts to assist in the awakening and healing of humanity in the earth. Let's show that video, Baron. Okay, that video was CGI. He is a very big soul, so you get the point. I thought that was hilarious. Anyway, the point I'm making is America's back on track. We're on the upward spiral of evolution. Global tyranny is coming to an end. It's time to release the past and get down to business of creating heaven on earth. That is why we're here. Those incarnated from these higher civilizations on earth are here for just that, to do their part in their own unique way to create heaven on earth. It's not that complicated. So Trump is doing what Americans want him to do. Anyone with common sense would do exactly what he's doing, which why he was elected by a landslide. Those self-serving individuals going against him are going against the will of the people. They haven't figured that out yet. The people have spoken, but they don't serve the people. They're self-serving and they serve this global elite. They serve the tyrants that are enslaving the people through dependency and other means as well. So most, again, are deep state moral integrity challenge puppets, basically. So time for them to either get with the program, honor the will and mandate given to Trump by the people, or go. They need to be removed, basically, and just vote them out of office. And the behavior of mostly Dems at the confirmation hearings is totally disgusting. They're only establishing and destroying their own character by trying to destroy the character of nominees. They're already having trouble walking the streets and showing themselves in public, and that was foretold, basically. So anyway, there's two things I want to address as far as gun control. It is wise to get the guns out of the hands of the terrorists, the criminals, et cetera, especially unvetted criminals and terrorists allowed in by the past administration, through the open border policy. Seeing Soros-funded Antifa and BLM members walking around with AK-47s is just wrong, considering their past. The riots and random multicultural loss of life and liberty threaten all Americans, regardless of race or belief. It puts a major burden on police trying to enforce the law and stay out of harm's way by not designating these groups as terrorists. So going after churches, parents at school board meetings, rounding up demonstrators from January 6th as homegrown terrorists was anti-American. They were exercising their right, free speech, and to demonstrate. So anyway, personally, the big T word comes to mind on that one. And so anyway, taking the guns out of the hands of people exercising their right to bear arms and protect themselves and their families against Soros-backed DAs, is also wrong. So if Antifa and BLM are going to be walking the streets with AK-47s, we should all be able to walk the streets with 12-gauge semi-automatic street sweepers and pistols with full clips to counter this threat. So anyway, turnabout's fair play, but let's see how the military does and the white hats do first before taking to the streets. But just know it's going to get crazy out there. So be sure and have the ability to protect yourself and your family. Anyway, the solution is obvious. Those with a history of violence and those who belong to violent anti-American organizations, not patriot movements, lose their Second Amendment rights. I mean, they don't have any rights anyway. A lot of them are here illegally. So those who are law-abiding citizens retain them. It's not black and white, so we have to be careful of retaining the Second Amendment. So beware of any wordsmith laws infringing on that right. So I'd love to live in a society where we trust the government agencies and the streets are safe. They're not. So as a farmer living on the edge of the wilderness, having a gun is a necessity to protect your home, livestock, and loved ones. Especially with all the increase in cryptids roaming around the forests and swamps. There's some pretty crazy creatures out there appearing on security and game cameras. Dogmen are real, so are rakes, or skinwalkers. Bigfoot, in most cases, just want to be left alone. And they are the enemy of the negative cryptids. So I have had many encounters with Bigfoot, which goes by many names. I use Bigfoot because that's the accepted name of the mainstream. So if you're going to get a message out, you got to use the accepted names for now. So anyway, there can be consequences for not being respectful. The attitude you greet them with is the same attitude they act on. So most just vanish if the energy isn't right. So I always talk about that. There's an old Native American saying that says, you know, if you go out there chasing Bigfoot, you'll never find him. But if Bigfoot wants to, he'll find you. So, or she'll find you too. There's whole families out there. So anyway, it's if your energy is right and your frequencies are high and you have good intentions, chances are you might have some communication. Also, too, there's been a lot of surveillance trespassing on the American people's right to privacy by government agencies. The networks are, you know, these networks are necessary now to use temporarily to gain the information to take down the deep state. Once finished, then dismantle them. Tulsi Gabbard has taken a lot of heat on this. Personally, I'm giving her the benefit of the doubt. Let's see where this goes. There's a saying by the White Hats, you know, we have everything concerning the deep state actors. The White Hats turn their own system against them, and they may need to use it for a little while longer to clean things up. So we will see. We're taking steps, fast tracking into the golden age. So, but it's a process. So it's going to be a step forward, you know, two steps forward, one step back. And there's certain things that we have to kind of allow temporarily until we get back on track. So here's what I see in the future. We'll see an end to global tyranny. There'll be a new quantum financial system. The Federal Reserve, the IMF, IRS, non-federal agencies, the deep state will come to an end. The UN, NATO, World Health Organizations, FDA, CDC, FBI, CIA, all corrupted agencies will be dismantled. And something new that serves and protects people will take their place. Big pharma is going to come to an end. Natural remedies and technologies such as med beds, energy medicine, et cetera, will take their place. Healthy food is the best medicine. It would become a priority. And you know, but you know, watch out for this appeal stuff they're coating all the vegetables with. It's carcinogenic, the stuff they're putting on there, and you can't wash it off. And there's a lot of other things they're doing, and they're trying to vaccinate all the meat and everything else. They're trying to totally poison our food system. So, you know, be aware of that. There's some nasty stuff going on. They're even injecting tomatoes with mRNA crap. So, you know, best to try to grow in your own food and go organic as you can. Buy from the local farmers. Anyway, space exploration will be privatized. NASA, deep state asset, will be dismantled. Space Force will take its place. Contact with spiritually and technologically advanced off-worlders and inner civilizations is on the near horizon for the masses. Negative ETs will be purged from the Earth, ending over a 450,000 year tyrannical system called draconian law. So the Constitution and common law will once again become the law of the land, and universal law will eventually take its place. And that's what governs all advanced civilizations. They mirror each other. Only universal law is more advanced and aligns with the extremely inhabited multidimensional universe, which will no longer be censored and kept from us. So humanity and the Earth are about to embark on a quantum leap in evolution, but not without resistance and growing pains. So nobody said this was going to be easy. So I know there's a lot of people that have been wrongfully attacked, had their freedoms infringed upon, suffered loss, have endured all kinds of hardships just for telling the truth and standing up for their God-given rights. In many cases, by the very people assigned to protect those rights. And there's been a spiritual war. It's multidimensional with forces seen and unseen going on. These negative forces sow seeds of division, againstness, pit religions, cultures, and genders against each other. You know, I know from personal experience, losing friends, family, my own health and well-being due to chemtrails, low-level spraying at Ysetti in the past by local military bases, experiencing energy weapons, dragged into the courts repeatedly, suffering loss of freedoms, my character being assassinated, you know, cars disabled, brake lines cut, lug nuts loosened, even bullets fired at my head. And you know, they can actually use technology and aim it at your house, and everybody's going to come unglued, and you're all going to be at each other's throats. And so good luck having a relationship with that program going along. And so you ought to look into that, you know, psychotronics and other things because it's real. So through all of this, you know, I endured as many others. Why? Because something inside me said, I will not bend. I will not surrender. I have God-given rights. No man or creature, seen or unseen, can take away. There are things, these are the things they hate most. They hate truth, love, and unity. And they're also very adverse to the Constitution, common law, and universal law. These are the weapons we use to counter tyranny on any level, seen or unseen. So let no one take away your love, joy, bliss, your divine right to live a thoroughly loving, joyous, abundant life. Those are God-given rights by the Creator. So do not give these up for anyone. Just as there are unseen negative entities and their puppets trying to enslave you, there are also positive entities and, seen and unseen helping to empower and protect you. So it's time to make that call. Educate yourself and, being a beacon of truth is a necessity during these times. Prayer and meditation work. Asking for help on high also works. There are techniques to seek wisdom and assistance, clear any unseen negative influences. On our site, if you go to www.eseti.org, you can get that information. Look for healing negative influences or just type in healing and do a search. And they're also in every one of my books, which I've covered all of this unfolding since 1980 and what is to come. So they're empowering and they give you the tools and understandings to move into the golden age. So it's time to become proactive, take personal responsibility. Imagine if people personally and in mass gathered, clearing unseen negative influences and meditating on love, joy, and bliss and goodwill to all humanity, regardless of race, culture, and belief. And did you know spiritually and technologically advanced off-worlders, masters, saints, and sages are photographed appearing at these events? And there was an awesome event of like, I think it was like 1 million kids meditating in Thailand. Let's show that clip. And let's also show the clips of Mary appearing, Kuan Yin, Babaji, Ezekiel, and the other masters, because they are real and they are part of this global, liberation that's going on. All right. So anyway, the same God within them is within you. Godspeed, and we'll see you next week. Hit the like button and make this show viral, and you have your homework. So anyway, on that note, good night.
Well, he's wrong. He's going back to Haiti. Come on. Sicker than your average. Hop a twist, cabbage on instinct.
you know why this design was chosen for the U.S.-Mexico border wall? If you're unaware, construction has resumed. You might have noticed that the wall is mainly made of vertical metal slats, deeply anchored in a concrete foundation. So why this design? The vertical slats allow visibility through the wall, enabling Border Patrol agents to monitor activities on the other side. This helps in quickly spotting and responding to unauthorized crossings. Made of strong materials, the slats create a barrier that is tough to climb or cut, providing reliable security. The spacing between the slats allows air to pass through, reducing wind resistance and improving structural stability. The modular slat design simplifies building and maintenance, potentially lowering costs over time. Unlike a solid wall, this design avoids creating a completely isolating barrier, offering a more balanced approach. This design efficiently balances security, practicality, and functionality.
That's a big one, huh? A lot of people are waiting for this for years. For decades. And everything will be revealed. Okay? Give that to RFK Jr.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Hey, Speedy, you're on camera. You want to power up? Better do it now. Oh, no, not in the tree. Don't power up in the tree. Come on. Can't wait till you come out the other side, then power up. Right there. Whoa, thank you. Thank you. Nice. Gotta love that one.
That's like that mothership.
It looks like a tentacle crawling on the sky.
Dude, oh my god.
I got it.
And then that's
you guys filming it?
Yeah.
What color is it showing up?
What? Come outside right now.
It's like a white, it looks pinkish.
It looks like a white thing. Christmas lights, like just a stream of Christmas.
You know, that's kind of going the wrong way for Starlink. That's going north.
What color do you see, Joe?
Yeah, it's like multi.
Yeah.
Like a reddish, pinkish, white.
Whoa! It kind of turned orange.
There's a big power up that
right. It's going north. It's going south to north. Somebody's calling me going look up.
Are you seeing this? Are you seeing this?
The angle is going behind the tree.
Wonder who's calling me. Uh-oh, tree ate it. That's that UFO eating tree again. It ate it. Should be coming out.
Not a satellite. That is a
it's going down.
He missed it.
It's gone.
Yeah, there was something. It was something like a dot.
Yeah. What's this little guy coming down? That big one going across is a little one. Just went right in front of it. I got it on film. They almost like whacked each other. It went right through that other star. I thought it was powered up. But it is coming in right over us.
Oh! Oh, you saw that shooting star.
Did you see this one? This one's getting really bright.
No.
It's right behind us. It's coming right over us now.
I can't see. There's so much going on.
Behind. It's almost straight up right now. But it's a little bit behind us.
Oh, yeah, I see it right there, yeah.
Yeah.
It's going fast.
Oh, my God, that's amazing.
Huge.
Okay, that wins. That's bigger than yesterday.
Look at that.
See that? Oh, wow.
It's right over, going right over the house.
So big. That's amazing. Holy crap.
Going through the trees, look at that.
Oh my god.
Are you recording it, James?
Yeah, I got it on film.
Awesome. Are you recording, Wendy?
Yeah, I got it. Fantastic. I also got a shot of
him. Oh god, he's still there.
Yeah, he's
still popping through the trees.
That was
look how low that is. It's like half treetop level.
Oh my god, this is. James Saw said it was going to be better tonight.
That's nailed it. That's done it.
Yeah, this is it. This is like, how do you...
A holy crap in time.
Yeah. And like, people didn't realize that the house is right here.
Here's the house, and here's the ship right over the house.
Oh my god. Is it green?
It's kind of coming towards us.
Yes, yes, it's coming. It's going to come in. Will it come, come?
Oh.
That's like what we saw before. That's like that mothership.
Whoa, dude, what? And there's one following behind the whole line.
Sage, get out here right now, dude. You gotta see this.
Sage, look to your west. Look west, northwest.
Are you guys filming it?
Yeah.
Come out right now.
Got it, got it.
Yeah, I do too.
Wow.
What color is it showing?
What?
Come outside right now.
It's like a white... pinkish.
That's the first time I've seen it in person.
Look at that.
Oh my god.
It's pink. What color do you see, Joe?
It's like multi.
Yeah.
Yeah, like a reddish, pinkish, whitish. What?
Woo! It kind of turned orange.
That's not Starlink.
That one is Starlink.
Look at that.
It's going south to north.
Holy cow.
What is that?
It's a mothership, son.
That is a mothership. Oh, that's a whole mothership. That's a mothership.
Somebody's calling it down.
Holy crap.
Wow.
What? Holy cow, dude.
Look at the angle it's going. It's going behind the tree. Wow.
Oh, yeah. Oh, three. Another one came up and greeted him.
Oh, we got two.
Yeah, I got him. There's three. Another one went right through him.
There's one behind the two.
Is there?
There's two. There's four.
Jeez.
One.
No, there's four in front. I got the two in front.
Oh, hold on. There's a third one. Hold on. Is that? Oh, my Lord. That's...
Oh, wow.
Dude, there's like 15 of them coming right now.
Oh, God.
That might be Noah.
That's Starlink.
One, two, three. Yeah, power up.
Oh, what?
They're powering up.
That's not Starlink.
That's definitely not Starlink.
That thing powered up.
Yeah. They were all facing, like, ooh, it's powering up again. Yeah. Awesome.
Which one?
Oh.
Man, how many are there?
There's a line of them. They're all powering up. They're all powering up.
Shoot.
They're taking turns, but they, each one are... Whoa! Yeah!
I don't know which one to film.
I got the majority of them.
Are they spinning?
Right.
Okay, I got this one.
Oh! Oh, dude! Dude, there's a whole fleet.
It's my God, they're all... You know what? That's not Starlink. Look, they're all... Another one's coming down. That's a freaking fleet. Look at all of them. That's not Starlink.
That's definitely not
Starlink. Look, another one coming down from the top.
Oh, my God, dude. Dude, this is...
Dude, this is a fleet.
What?
Look at all those.
Holy cow.
And they're all... They're not... They're not in a straight row.
Yeah, they're like side by side. They're off. They're not in straight line at all.
No.
They're powering up.
Oh, look at that. That one powered up.
They're powering up. All of them. What?
Oh, I'm getting pulse. My whole left side's pulsing.
Yeah.
And they're going, look, they're going down. They're going up.
Oh, my God. Look,
this one's going up. There's two side by side. Oh, my God. This is like, whoa.
You called it.
There's two.
two there.
Oh my lord.
My god, there two. What the heck? There are so many, I don't know which one to film.
I'm watching every single one of them. Every single one of them has
powered. That one, yeah, that one just every powered up. There's one. Two. Look at that. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Yeah, that was
8,
like
11, 12. Wow. They're just...
Holy cow.
They're still coming.
Holy cow.
And they're going every direction. They're not...
What?
They're not in a straight line.
They're powering up everywhere. Oh, my God. They're sitting side by sides.
Look at that. Two together there, two there, two there,
yeah.
Two there, three, four, five.
This is
my God, it's on.
What the heck?
It is on.
Yeah, whoa. Holy cow, I gotta call the kid. Call the kids out here. Hold on.
Hey, where are they?
Five.
Massive.
Yeah.
Massive.
Wow.
There's a massive power up.
There's three of them.
There's three?
Wow. Oh, my God, man.
Oh, there are.
Yeah, hold.
You getting it done?
Yeah, I got him.
Yeah.
Whoa, this one's powered up.
Oh, yeah.
Got it.
Rita, let me see it.
Oh,
my God, got it.
Big boy.
Yeah, they faded out.
Where'd the other one go? Oh, I got the other one coming in. Maybe the back one will power up.
Oh, he powered up.
Oh.
You got it, man?
Yeah, I got it.
I definitely see it. Right up there. Bring anybody
yeah,
up.
Nice and low. Well, it's that thing just speeded up. Yeah, it just sped up all of a sudden. It's like, it's kind of driving crazy. It's powering up. It's getting brighter. It's way too low for a satellite.
That thing is low.
Oh, look at this. It's going to
power up. Fire power up. Got it.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Man. Got the power up.
Oh, yeah.
Got it. Oh, God. I got this. This is amazing.
This is amazing. Yeah. That's a Billy Moore. Right?
I got it. I got that all the way.
I just spilled my coffee.
You know, that filled the whole screen.
When you see my clothes, it was coffee.
I think you got a little too excited on
that. That was epic.
In there.
Massive.
Okay,
massive.
There's the tree.
There's two coming together.
Left. There's another
one,
look. Where? Right there. Yeah.
Up and left. Oh, one yeah. Coming from the
one.
Oh, they're going to cross.
Yeah, right there.
I can see them making the monkeys.
I got a night vision.
I don't get. Oh, yeah. I got it. Look at this. Here's the cross.
Oh, yeah.
I got it.
Holy shit.
One's powered. Oh, they powered up. They got brighter.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. This was powered up. Look.
The right
yeah.
Bigger, too. I'm
it's powering up. Faster. Oh, yeah. Keep going. Come on. Oh, yeah. I got them both. They're let's crossing.
Let's see
what happens. Look at that. See that? Look, I got them both
big
in there.
Power up right above.
Oh, yeah.
Right above us. Big
yeah.
Power up.
Gonna power up.
Bigger.
Oh, another one. Damn.
Straight above us.
Another one powered up right above us.
Those two just crossed.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, this one.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. I don't know which one to film.
Thank you.
Oh, there's another one. Hey, there's one coming right towards it. There's one underneath it. They're crossing. It's speeding up though. Look at it, it's going a lot faster. It is right there. Light it. Oh, two. Look at that, they just crossed. See that? They just crossed, two of them.
Dude, that was sick.
Oh, another one just crossed right above it. There's a speedy one going over the top of it. Oh, check this out. There's a little one coming right on the tail of the other one. No, it's... No, I got it. I got it on film.
I'm seeing a couple of those orange flashes.
It's straight... A little bit towards the mountain. It's in a cloud and it's flashing. Nice. Thank you. Oh, it's getting brighter. Oh, thank you. Oh yeah, I see it. It's flashing. Wow, there's nothing where it's flashing. You can't see it. It has no... It's just flashing out of nowhere. Okay, there's the house, the trees. Things right over the house. You see it? Right, it powered up right over us. It's doing it again. It was huge. It was massive.